Australian doctors have declared climate change a health emergency. The Australian Medical Association says the evidence is clear. Climate change will increase mortality rates and even lead to worse mental health. The warning comes in the wake of new government figures showing Australia's carbon emissions increased in the year to March. Dr. Tony Bartone is the president of the Australian Medical Association. Welcome back to Breakfast.
Good morning, Hayden.
Why has the Australian Medical Association decided to declare climate change a health emergency?
Climate change has been the subject of a lot of debate and discussion for many, many years now. And clearly, we've had a position since 2004, and we've updated it regularly over that time, including our most recent one in 2015. But what we've seen over the last, especially months, but the past year or so, is an increasing momentum around the world from health organisations, including most recently the American Medical Association and the British Medical Association, to follow in line with the World Health Organisation, which declared it last year in 2018, to declare climate change as a health emergency and to ensure that we focus in on not just the climate change and the environmental impacts, but the associated health impacts, which have largely gone missing in this whole debate.
So what's the significance in escalating the language? What does that change?
So essentially what we're trying to say here is bring it back into the forefront of the minds of government and other regulatory authorities that have a place to play in this space to ensure that the things that we're calling for, such as a national health strategy, such as a national sustainable development unit that looks at health care emissions in particular, a sustainable unit as we call it for, are part of the framework, are part of the language to in the discussion and brought back to bring back the immediacy of health, the health impacts in the climate change debate.
So it is actually designed to be to have political influence.
Absolutely. So we're part of the call is to actually to bring it back to the mind of Parliament. We'd like to see a bicameral support for a national health climate strategy. It's really important. We've said the evidence is there, the scientific evidence and the facts are fairly clear. I know that there's some people have debates, and I know that for some people it's still not an associated sine qua non. But it's important that because of the rising incidences of mortality from heat stress, the rising weather events, the food insecurity that we're seeing as part of that, and also the increase in vector-borne diseases that are spreading in parts that normally you wouldn't have associated that, and the associated mental health issues that come from dealing with those consequences, it is time to act. We do need a strategy. We do need a pathway forward. And the legislators, governments of all persuasions, have a role to play in this space.
If you're a doctor that's treating patients in Australia right now, how is climate having an impact on the health of your patients?
Every time we have a severe weather event, especially heat stress during the summer months, we have a number of days, especially if there's an associated blackout or power inadequacies with air conditioners and hospitals being put on significant stress of that, we're seeing our patients that come in through the door suffering from increasing dehydration, lack of being able to deal with the consequences of heat. I've had patients that come in because they've collapsed from lawns and on hot days. This is part of just the everyday events that go on. So right from the backyard, you might say, right through to the hospital environment, right through to the way we deal with public and open spaces on heat days, there are impacts in every part of the community. And we do need to have a clear pathway and a clear strategy about dealing with those events.
Dr. Tony Bartone, thank you very much.
My pleasure. Have a good day.
Dr. Tony Bartone is the president of the Australian Medical Association.